You know, I really don't think it means all that much different than what we were thinking the week before if it was a calf strain. If you look at, I think the best comp for a backfield player for a calf strain was Joe Burrow last year. He was out for the entire preseason. He came out and he started slow. You know, when you have a calf strain, that's kind of on the inside of your calf at the top part of your Achilles. When you have Achilles tendonitis, there's a whole spectrum of problems that can be. It can be very mild to you can't put weight on it. Based on how he's been practicing, this is probably more on the mild side, and they're being conservative on being able to keep him out, knowing that they have a good backup, and he's got an incredibly long season. And I don't think it's honestly all that controversial to say that Jordan Mason might have been told he was a starter, and that McCaffrey was probably hoping he was going to play up until the last minute, and then the decision was made he's not going to start and he's not going to play just out of an abundance of caution.
Let me ask 49er fans this pretty simply. When you hear about McCaffrey, you know he missed game one. We'll see if he plays against Minnesota. Do you look at it as we're in trouble, or do you look at it as, you know what, this could be a silver lining? This could be a great silver lining. You get Jordan Mason a bunch of touches early in the year. You get him acclimated. You slowly work McCaffrey back in, maybe midseason or so, but Jordan Mason stays in the mix, getting 8-10 carries a game. You limit McCaffrey to 15 carries a game. And could it be a recipe for being even a better team later in the season because you've incorporated Jordan Mason and then you get Christian McCaffrey with less wear and tear and complete health? Wow. That's the way your optimist seems to approach it, and you know that would be me.
Yeah, I'm not even look, that was perfection.
Thank you.
If that's how you want to go draw it up,
I do.
That'll suffice. And again, you know, nobody will ever say this, Donnie, but we talked about not the demand, but the rank that McCaffrey had. He was option number one in 1A in regard to his carries out of the backfield and what he could do in the passing game. Now, I don't know about Mason catching the ball out the backfield. I didn't see it much on display Monday night, but with his 28 carries, now we're going to see Brock throw to his weapons on the outside more. And I'm sure Debo, who caught a couple balls, had a couple, you know, incompletes. But at the end of the day, if Ayuk gets his thing together, and maybe we'll see a guy like me, he'll get to see Kittle, you know, get more targets per se. Because I don't understand that. I know. Go ahead.
Don't understand what?
Just Kittle had 4 for 40. I get it. Just like in the red zone. Can I see an incompletion to Kittle?
I'm going to have to do this.
Inside the 20. Even if it if it's incomplete or picked off, can you throw it to 85?
You need to understand something. And the sooner you do, the better. This is moments after. And this is what I wanted to lead with today. This is moments after the Niners beat the Jets.
Hey, guys, hell of a job, man. All right, game. Everybody across the board. How many runs do we get? 37 runs, guys. Hey, awesome job, man. Hey, guys, hell of a job, man. We got Minnesota. It'll be a very quick turnaround. You guys get your rest. Take advantage of tomorrow. Appreciate you guys. Awesome game.
Hey, man. All work, no luck. Mm-hmm. This only beginning. Mm-hmm. Hey, Niners on three. 1, 2, 3.
Niners! Goo, don't you get it?
I don't yet.
Don't you get it?
They like to run.
Thank you.
But they threw it 29 times, too.
But they passed 55. I mean, they ran 55% of the time.
Yeah.
So 5 seconds after they win this game, the first stat Shanahan cites is 37 runs. Now, think about this for a minute. They ostensibly have the best running back in football, Christian McCaffrey, top three running back in football. They find out he's not going to play the game, Christian McCaffrey.
Gotcha.
So they got to go to his backup.
Yeah. I hear you, John.
His backup comes in, rushes 28 times for 147 yards, and the 49ers run the ball 37 times without McCaffrey. If that doesn't tell you how Kyle Shanahan wants to win a game, first and foremost, option one, option 1A, option 1B, I don't know what to tell you. They'd rather run than pass, and they're going to give themselves every chance to succeed in the run game before they put the ball in the air more than half the time. It's you can wish.
No, I'm not even mad at that because it's just, worked.
They're going to run the football.
Okay,
That's number one priority.
Yeah, no doubt, Stoney. But of the 29 passes, I guess I would just Kittle caught. He had five targets. He caught four.
Okay,
and I guess in the red zone. And I said this before Monday night against the Jets. So I think that goes well for what I want and what I've kind of been wanting to see more of. 85 featured is tight end is a quarterback's best friend. And I'm not saying the Niners have a red zone issue. I just know in the Super Bowl, had they punched it in against a good Chiefs defense, maybe there's a parade and the Niners are Super Bowl champs, but can we find him more with end zone, you know, opportunities? That's all. It's just, I'm nitpicking, but it's just something that I have on my 8.5 by 11, and you keep coming back with they like to run more. I get that.
That's right.
But they threw it 29 times too.
Right. But the percentage is 56-44. The other thing is, I get it. Tight end, you just said a tight end is a quarterback's best friend. Not on this team.
Mm.
Tight end is a running back's best friend on this team. And here's the other thing I was thinking about. And I know I've kind of messed around with making fun of this, but trust me, I was just making fun of it. I didn't really mean it.
Yeah.
If you have George Kittle, who's considered one of the best blockers from the tight end position, and the one thing we've heard about Brandon Ayuk since the start of his career is he's become one of the best wide receiving blockers in football, the reality is that Kyle Shanahan looks at those players not just as catchers, but he looks at them as blockers. And he thinks that those guys, even though they catch the ball, that's their number one job description. The fact that they are such good blockers makes him lean more heavily on the run game. Yeah. And if there's a recipe for a 49er win, I think Monday night was exactly what Shanahan's looking for. Maybe they'll get down games
and that's
later in the year,
to.
And they may have to throw it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But the strength of this team is clearly running the football. And I think he gives his team ample opportunity to do that. And I don't see him as somebody who's going to give up on the running game without giving it multiple chances.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, you talked about, and I'm not here to go against you on just how well they are or how loaded they are receiver. Both IU got $30 million a year this offseason. We watched that play out. They need him. He's special. We've seen Deebo Samuel pre-McCaffrey do what he's done, and I think he's going to be the beneficiary of however long McCaffrey's out, Steiny. We're going to see more Deebo. I didn't like him on the kickoff. You didn't ask me. That's collisions that can – is it worth it? You know, just my 2 cents. But, man, he had 8 totes in the backfield for 23 yards. I like what I'm seeing from Deebo. 13 total touches. Moving forward, life without McCaffrey, I think we see more in 19, especially with Brandon Ayuk trying to get up to par.
The other thing I'm thinking about McCaffrey, if and when he gets back, is I don't get the sense Kyle Shanahan likes to ease guys back. And when McCaffrey comes back, you cannot tell me that Kyle Shanahan wants to ease him back.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things that Shanahan believes in, that if you play, he's going to use you exactly like he will use you. If you're not healthy, then you can't play because he doesn't want a guy on his team on a Sunday that he can't utilize to his utmost.
Yeah.
And so that's also another thing I thought we saw on Monday. You lose McCaffrey, you have a backup in Jordan Mason, who's probably never run more than 10 times in a game. And in his first game as a starter, he runs him 28 times.
That's a record under
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Because That's what the game plan called for.
And the Jets couldn't stop him.
That's what Kyle Shanahan wanted to do. And he ended up running a backup running back 28 times. So what that tells me is whenever McCaffrey comes back, I think Kyle Shanahan is going to make sure that he's 100%. And if he needs to hit the ground running with 20 carries that first game, whenever it is, week two, week four, week eight, week whenever, like he's got to coach that way.
Yeah.
And so maybe if that's the thought process, Goo, then maybe you do keep him out a little longer than you might ordinarily.
Right. Yeah, and you talked about it. And real quick, Stoney, I didn't tell you because you didn't ask me how my experience was watching the game in the press box with the rest of the guys here. But I just want to tell the NFL, quit allowing these guys to change their damn number. I'm looking for Debo at number 19. DJ Slade let me know when Evan did. Debo's now number one, Stoney. And I just hate that, thinking I'm watching my guy. And I'm like, damn it, he changed his number. But with what you just said, they're loaded. And if you want to err on the side of caution and you can beat the Jets, and again, the Jets were not a playoff team. I have high expectations for them, but you're right. Let that thing go and let him get healed. But Feely, the doctor that joined Willard and Dibbs, that was positive, his breakdown. But you also didn't play Baldy. I know we got Baldy, his sound of what he thinks life without McCaffrey, what that does to the team.
Yeah, we can listen to that on the other side. I want to listen to a little more of Feely to just get an idea of what this injury entails. This is what tendonitis means compared to a calf strain.
In many ways, a calf strain is going to be just as bad, if not worse, than the Achilles tendonitis. It really just depends on the severity of the tendonitis. All it really means is there's inflammation along the tendon, which as a 28 to 30-year-old running back with a lot of mileage, it's kind of expected he's going to get that at some point during his career, if not this year, next year. So I don't think it's the big deal. He's going to get a lot of treatment for it. I think it's important for him to be able to limit his reps during the season. I think we've seen that in the last couple of years. He's somebody that does a great job at a certain number of reps. And then if we have a suitable backup, that's even better.
All right. So Feely emphasizing maybe a little less of a workload would work out for Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah. And under Kyle Shanahan, Stoney, that has not been the case. So you wonder if it'll change. But I'll never forget, he didn't scorn the reporter, but when they asked about basically the snap count for McCaffrey or the touches, he blew past that baby like Steve Austin on Fall Guy, like Cole Sears. He didn't, man.